poll, Bernie Sanders doubles support in Texas ahead of Super Tuesday. By Penny Starr on February 15, 2020. A University of Texas/Texas Tribune poll of Democrat voters in the state shows that Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has doubled his support ahead of Super Tuesday on March 3. The poll shows that Sanders has 24% of the self-identified Democrat primary voters, up from 12% in October. The Tribune reported on the poll, which reflects the changes of the candidate field since the October poll. The field of candidates has changed since the earlier survey. Beto O'Rourke, who was third in October, has dropped out of the race. And Michael Bloomberg, who entered the contest late, landed fourth in the newest poll, ahead of Pete Buttigieg and U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the second and third place finishers in this week's New Hampshire primary. Warren finished fourth in that contest, with Biden fifth. Andrew Yang, who dropped out of the presidential race this week, was behind Buttigieg and ahead of Klobuchar in the latest UT/TT poll. Most of the movement has been Sanders and Bloomberg, with former Vice President Joe Biden holding. Still, Joshua Blank, research director for the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas, UT, at Austin, said in the article about the poll, "To be unable to increase his vote share is pretty telling for Biden." The poll showed that while Biden's support was static, Sanders is surging in Texas and Bloomberg's personal fortune, being spent toward his career, is having an impact. "It's not so much that Biden has collapsed as that he has been exposed," James Henson, co-director of the poll and head of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin, said. He had superior name recognition in a crowded field. The question was whether he would build on that. The poll also showed that Texas voters would not vote to re-elect President Donald Trump in November, 52%. But along party lines, Trump has solid support from the GOP. 90% said they would vote to re-elect him, including 80% who said they would definitely cast their ballot for Trump. Democrats feel just as strongly. 93% said they would not vote for the president's re-election, including 88% who would definitely not vote for him, the Tribune reported. Independent voters were against re-election, but less so. 38% said they would vote to re-elect Trump, while 62% said they would vote against him. With Trump at the top of the ballot, in congressional and legislative races where candidates are running with margins of 5% or less, where the independent voters go could become a factor, Henson said. It adds uncertainty to those races. But while the poll shows Sanders gaining ground in Texas in hypothetical head-to-head races, Trump topped him and all the other top-tier candidates. Trump/Sanders, 47-45. Trump/Biden, 47-43. Trump/Warren, 47-44. Trump/Bloomberg, 46-41. Trump/Buttigieg, 47-42. Trump/Klobuchar, 46-41. The Trump trial ballots confirm what we've seen, that Trump is winning. But he clearly is underperforming, given the party profile in the state. Darren Shaw, a government professor at UT Austin who co-directed the poll, said. Shaw said Bloomberg's money gives him an advantage in Texas, because he can afford to advertise in a state that's too big to win by knocking on doors or showing up at diners. In a state like Texas where you can't do retail politics, he's the king of wholesale, Shaw said. The University of Texas/Texas Tribune Internet survey of 1,200 registered voters was conducted from January 31 to February 9 and has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 2.83 percentage points, and an overall margin of error of plus or minus 4.09 percentage points for Democrat trial ballots. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.